This is KCUR 89.3. Some residents of an unincorporated area of Jackson County near Blue Springs say their lives are being routinely interrupted by massive earth-shaking blasts. These explosions not only rattle windows and frighten pets, the residents worry they may be causing permanent damage to their homes. Now they want the corporation responsible for the blasts to do something about it. KCUR's Kyle Palmer has more.
Troy Lynn Nora says you don't hear the blasts so much as feel them.
Maybe it would feel like an earthquake that lasts 1 or 2 seconds. It shakes my house. If I'm looking out the window, I can see the glass, you know, vibrate.
Norris and her husband moved to unincorporated Jackson County in 2012. They needed space for their 5 horses, and they love the wood frame house they found on a grassy parcel just a few miles north of Blue Springs off 7 Highway. But soon after they moved, they started feeling the blasts. Norris says they've been ongoing for years and have recently gotten louder. They spook her horses and set her on edge.
Sometimes it's like all week long, maybe every 3 hours. It's just so random. It's very random.
Norris's neighbor, Dusty Farrell, says the blasts are like dynamite going off in his backyard. He says he's recently started seeing cracks in his patio, his driveway, a retaining wall, even a window. Damage he attributes to the repeated force of the blasts. He's now worried about his home's foundation.
If we would have known about this before we bought our houses, it would have completely changed our thought process on purchasing a house. We had no clue.
More than a dozen other residents nearby have logged similar complaints on the private messaging app Nextdoor. They report houses shaking, pets running for cover, lives interrupted. They're fed up, and nearly all of them put their frustrations at the feet of the Fike Corporation, which runs a test facility nearby.
Headquartered in Blue Springs, Missouri, Fike designs and manufactures safety products for industrial pressure relief, explosion protection.
That's from a 2012 Fox Business News Channel segment. Fike may be the biggest metro area company you've never heard of. It produces a dizzying array of products meant to help prevent fires and explosions in everything from oil refineries to spaceships. Fike tests its products at a 26,000-square-foot site north of Blue Springs. Much of that testing consists of controlled explosions inside big metal containers, like this one recorded on a video entitled Fike Propane Test, posted to YouTube several years ago.
It's a very distinct sound.
Fike spokeswoman Angela Trites says the company has been doing testing at the site since 2000. They test using substances as common as baking soda and as flammable as gas, but never actual explosives, she says. In recent years, Fike has begun using bigger testing containers, which may explain why some residents think the blasts are getting louder. Still, Trites says acoustic studies done this year by an outside contractor show the sound produced by the test are not having, quote, negative impacts.
Those decibels are not any higher than a semi-truck driving by or other ambient noise in the neighborhood.
In addition, seismic studies paid for by the company show Fike's tests are not causing subsurface damage to the surrounding area. But Fike won't let KCUR or anyone else see those studies. That lack of transparency irks Melissa Bowles. She says she and her neighbors have heard nothing from Fike. She compares that to a different approach taken by another loud neighbor, the government-run Lake City Army Ammunition Plant, which tests weapons like Gatling guns.
Lake City here, they send us a letter whenever they do stuff, and Fike doesn't send us a letter saying we're doing this or we don't have town meetings. And I think, like, it affects us more than Lake City.
Feeling ignored by Fike, residents complain frequently to the city of Blue Springs, which says the company is not violating noise ordinances with its tests. Also, the site is zoned for commercial use. City officials say they are exploring options about how to resolve the issue. Dusty Farrell, the resident worried about his foundation, says that must start with Fike acknowledging the tests are having an impact.
We just want them to own up to the damages that they've caused, and that's basically it. Maybe try to reduce the size of impact if they're going to stay there. If not, then they need to look for somewhere else.
Fike has floated the possibility of moving the test site, possibly to Lee Summit, but city officials suggest it would be an economic loss to Blue Springs if one of its largest, oldest employers moved operations. Melissa Bowles says that puts her and her neighbors in an uncomfortable situation.
We have to suffer so that the community can have Fike, I guess, because, you know, if you get rid of them, people's going to hate us, but in the same respect, our house is getting destroyed.
There is a routine conference call later this month between FICA officials and the city of Blue Springs. On the agenda, the blasts from the test site. Not on the agenda, as far as KCUR can tell, any relief for the nearby residents. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Kyle Palmer.